State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Healthcare is a political issue these days, but it's also an economic one. The census estimates healthcare costs pushed at least 10 million people into poverty. We're going to meet a family for whom these costs matter a lot, and we'll meet an agency providing health insurance and a lot more. There are almost 33,000 people in Washtenaw County without medical insurance. Three of them are in the Romo family. Hunter Romo is a blonde, bubbly four-year-old coloring politely with two of his cousins in the waiting room of the Washtenaw County Health Plan offices. Hunter's parents don't make enough money to afford insurance. One year they paid thousands of dollars for his care. Hunter has asthma and needs to go to the hospital every time it gets out of control, or he could die. Both of Hunter's parents work. Even though most weeks his dad puts in 60 hours at a restaurant, quality insurance is just out of reach. Even at the health plan offices, it looks like the Romos are out of luck. The agency can't cover Hunter because they don't cover kids, and the family's income is too high to qualify him for Medicaid. But the people at the health plan try to help anyway. Krista Nordberg is the health plan's director of advocacy.
We do try to, you know, give anything that we possibly can so they do feel like they at least left with something and left with the thought that should they need us in the future, we're still here.
As the Romos leave, their advocate promises to connect them with another program that might be able to cover some asthma expenses. That worked out. And later, they reapplied for Medicaid and qualified. Nordberg says it's that consistent follow-up that gives the health plan a good reputation.
Word gets out on the street that, oh, people at the health plan, they know stuff and they'll help you. So we like to be that holistic place where folks can come and get help.
The health plan offices serve as a kind of touchstone for a lot of people who have questions about forms or systems and just want somebody nice to walk them through it. While I was there, a client was strategizing about how to keep his landlord from evicting his family. Not technically a healthcare issue. The office doesn't fit a stereotypical image of a bureaucratic social service agency. Nordberg says that image is totally outdated. And Washtenaw County is fairly wealthy, so workers aren't overwhelmed by the number of people who need help. But Nordberg says it's office culture that has a lot to do with how workers treat clients.
It's always been this way. There's an extraordinary culture of caring and helping.
A caring culture can increase limited funds. Right now, the health plan can only afford to cover adults with almost zero income and adults with a chronic condition living at or below 200% of poverty. That's about $40,000 a year for a family of four. Since they can't provide health care to everyone, the staff has found low-cost ways to help more people, like having every client fill out a checklist of needs during an appointment or putting a few health and human service workers in the office.
And a lot of times we'll have people sitting here, and then they have a question about their food case. I can go get an answer in a minute. Done.
Kelly Stuppel works with a health plan through a partner agency, too. She works with pregnant women and families with young children like the Romo family. Stuppel says even the cheery health plan workers are not immune to the tough stuff that's part of every social service job.
I've had families lose custody of their kids or voluntarily relinquish custody because they could no longer care for their child because of their own circumstances or because of the child's special needs. That's extremely painful.
But Stuppel and Nordberg say that there are lots of families they can really help. And for those families, steady, good, affordable health care has made a difference in being able to go back to work or school or job training.
You know, a hug or two a day from a client, like, that keeps you going. There's no room for burnout there, really.
For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.